First and 10 at the Rio Rancho 20. Las Cruces 7, Rio Rancho 6 here in the second quarter. Baez in motion, and the keeper's ball, and he is snuffed out in a hurry. They'll get him behind the line of scrimmage and maybe give him poorer progress. It looks like they're going to give him the 20 back, so no gain on the play, but Trey Parnell was in Peyton Ball's back pocket.
Now here we are in the second quarter, and this is a very critical drive by Las Cruces. They need to come up with some points here. They want a touchdown, obviously, and it's hugely important to Rio Rancho's defense because they can't ill afford to give up points. They have been struggling on offense, and this much vaunted defense that we've heard about, Las Cruces has really had no problems with.
Empty backfield for Ball, who has time, flares it over the middle toward the end zone. Touchdown, Las Cruces. Ivan Molina.
Molina, from the left flanker, just ran a little curl right out about 1 yard from the goal line. Ball on a straight drop back out of the shotgun, threw a strike over the middle, caught it right at his numbers, and took it into the end zone. And I assure you, Rio Rancho's stunned.
For the Bulldogs, number three, Gabriel Quesada.
Quesada in to kick the extra point. He's one of one here today. And Quesada, an outstanding kicker. And the snap set is down. The kick is up, and it is good. We'll take a timeout on the field. 7:57 to go here in the second quarter. Las Cruces 14, Rio Rancho 6. On ESPN Radio 101.7, the team.
You're listening to high school football on ESPN Radio 101.7, the team. Let's get back to the stadium with Scott Galletti and David Williams.
Las Cruces leads the game 14-6 over Rio Rancho. 6A championship game. Beautiful afternoon. Partly cloudy, but it's sunshiny up above us. 49 degrees right now. And the wind not a factor. Coming from the north at just 7 miles an hour. The flag, the New Mexico flag to the right of us, whipping a little bit. But we've been here when it was a lot more windy. Perfect game. And right now, Las Cruces leading the game by a score of 14-6. That drive, 8 plays, 91 yards. Squib kick picked up by one of the up men for Rio Rancho, and that will get to the 32, as that was picked up by Zion Lopez, and Lopez will get to the 33. Rio Rancho with good field position, down by 8.
Now, Nick Little, the quarterback for Rio Rancho, really did a fine job of picking up the tempo for his team on that last possession here in the second quarter. So we'll see if he can get Foley more involved and if he can have some success himself in the run and pass combination.
Little will delay the handoff to Foley. It breaks his left outside the numbers. He gets all the way to the 40. Looks like the ball came loose, though. Las Cruces said they had it at first, but I think Rio Rancho recovered. Ball's at the 39. Ryan Olson on the stop, but almost a turnover there for Rio Rancho.
Are really fortunate for the Rams because that would have been a backbreaker in terms of momentum for Rio Rancho.
No huddle offense as always for Rio Rancho. Second and 5 at the 39. Here's the handoff to Foley. Breaks to his right in the right flat. He'll get across the 40 up to the 43, and that should be good enough right at the sticks. Depending on the spot, he'll either have it or be short by about a quarter of a yard. Ivan Molina on the stop for Las Cruces. They will move the sticks. It's a first down on the gain of 4 on the play. And here's Little, back to pass. He's breaking to his left. He's being pressured. He's sacked in the backfield at the 37-yard line. David Andrade led the charge. There is something you don't see against the Rio Rancho offense. White shirts coming from the other side in the backfield.
Really good pressure by Las Cruces. They kids are playing very hard early on in this state championship game.
Second and 14 at the 38. Rio Rancho trailing 14-6. Little out of the pistol. He gets the ball, drops back 2 steps, being rushed, gets the ball free. It's over the middle of the Foley. He's at the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and the left flat to the 5. Touchdown, Rio Rancho.
Now, Las Cruces is trying to figure out how Nick Little could stay in the backfield for 5 counts and then find a wide open Foley being defended against by a linebacker. One of the definites going into this game for Las Cruces is we must know where Foley is on every play, and he was absolutely wide open 20 yards down the field, and with his speed, once he caught that little lob pass, and it was no bullet over the middle, he was able to run away from any potential tackler, and they're going to go for one. Nope, they are indeed early here. Going to go for 2 points to try to tie this up.
62 yards on the touchdown. High's in motion, gets the flip. He goes to the left. He's in. Two-point conversion. We're tied.
Okay. Rio Rancho comes out, and they use Heisey from the right flanker position. He comes in jet motion. Just one of those little pitch forward about 8 inches between Little and Heisey, and he took that on the fly and went in standing up to tie this game up suddenly.
6:27 to play here in the second quarter. We have a ball game. It's 14-14, Rio Rancho and Las Cruces 6A championship game on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.